Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Okay, this is Prince DJ. So I had a couple of good news, and I hope Zach enjoyed his birthday present storyline from me when I got a tat from Kane, and I was really trying to sell at the end. And so, but I finally got my $100 deposit back. Thank God. And so I made a payment to Royal. I thought I had to make a payment to Carnival, but it was a goof off on the travel agency part for some reason. But another agent caught the mistake, and so I'm paid in full for my back-to-back officially. And so now the only one I am due is for my Royal trip. So I could probably do the other one, the Grand Bahama Paradise for the the Grand Bahama Paradise in November 2, so probably like right after probably Royal, maybe. Although I may have to outrun Christmas music, maybe, but maybe I'll hide some headphones and or wear some headphones and then only talk when people are talking to me. I don't know. I'll figure something out. But anyway, so good news is that I was able to change my flight. I don't have to come all the way back here to St. Louis on the 7th, because originally I was going to go to for podcast movement from the 2nd to the 7th, but it's like the I think the 3rd to something like that. But anyway, let's just say I go from the 2nd to the 7th, and then podcast movement is right in the middle of the week, and then I leave on the 7th to Vegas. I don't have to go all the way to come all the way back here, then turn around, stress out, getting back to the airport here in St. Louis, and then all that stuff, and it just doesn't make no sense. So I'm probably might wind up paying one night at a hotel in Vegas, and then I have another reward night from the game part where I played the slots on my phone, M Life Reward, the game app, and now there I might just still have to pay the incidental and the resort fee, but that's just for the one night. And I think the other night that I had that great email offer is going to be free, so I can still buy fantasy tickets. But I'm gonna prepay because I want to play, and maybe, who knows, maybe get some more purse and maybe get some money too. But also, you know, I mean, it's four nights free. The one I got from that email offer when they were pushing Blue Man Group. But the other night from the M Life, that one I might have to pay a little bit off of, but that's okay. That's okay, because I'm still going to be able to play, because the day after I get my regular money from the, my blind pension, and I should be all right. So I'm going to be okay. And no thanks to the weather, but then again, I mostly be inside anyway, and there's so much things to do inside anyway. I'd rather be a lot, having a lot to do than to just be bored to tears. So anyway, it's all good. So otherwise, I hope you enjoyed that, Zach, and I was thinking about this storyline all evening yesterday, and trying to figure out what would be an entertaining story as I put together some of your segments when you were on the Big D Zone. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I put a little acting skills into the test, and yeah, and all that jazz. So For more information, escapethepigtheecountry.com, escapethepigtheecountry.com. Okay, yeah, got the fan and the AC cranking. It's going to be another hot one already. And, I mean, not humid, but it's still going to be hot in the 90s. And it won't be back at the 80s until tomorrow, but here in St. Louis, but wow. I mean, I have ate, but I don't, like, eat all day every day. I just eat in certain times of day when I feel, you know, good and ready, and it's small meals. It's not nothing big or anything like that. But I'm mostly a drinker, and I mean, when I mean drinker, I drink whether it's lemonade, whether it's juice, whether it's soda, you know. I'm not like a heavy alcohol drink or anything like that. And then when I do drink, like when I did in Vegas, it was only one or two beers. I mean, I don't like being in trouble and all that good stuff. So, well, I should say good stuff. It was bad stuff getting in trouble, but oh, it's just heat. Anyway, and I did not get my package as of yet, but I'm expected to get it. I was supposed to get it, well, when I was away. I was supposed to gotten it Friday. And I'm waiting on my campaign shirts. I wanted to show it off and then also wear it when I'm here in Missouri. You know, go out anywhere in Missouri. And, you know, I don't think I wouldn't wear it at, when I go to Vegas. I might wear it when I go on a cruise, but I wouldn't wear it when I, you know, I wouldn't wear it when I'm in Vegas or at the casinos over here. But, my show t-shirts, if I could ever make one, problem is, the logo that I always put in the shirt, they always say, oh, it's too small, it's too small, it's too small. But we'll figure it out. And I got a good chance, good choice to make. I could either go to Podcast Movement, but I had to wind up staying in Motel 6 over by the airport. And then after that, go to Vegas as originally planned because the comp room is free. I only have one room that I just had to pay the resort fees, and that's on the 8th. The only problem is I had it originally from the 7th, the 2nd to the 7th over at one hotel. Then I tried to add a different day, and no dice. It was like, oh my God, they wanted the deposit and all that crap. I said, oh no, So, I'm gonna change my flight yet again to the 8th, because I already had it for the 7th, but I'll have to change the flight again to the 8th, because, yeah, the 8th, because that's when I have one of the only ones that I have to pay for the, only the resort fee, but, the 8th, and then the only thing I have to do is just, you know, get the return flight on the 13th. So I would go to Vegas on the 8th and then return on the 13th and staying at my Palace Extension at the Luxor and all that good stuff. So, yeah. So, hey, it's a free room. And when I saw the final bill for the 9th and the 10th, No resort fee. I can't even talk straight. Yeah, no resort fee, no taxes, no other charges. And I was like, four nights free? All I had to do was just get there. Yeah. So I could easily be paid for fantasy. So, but then I still got to eat while I am at Podcast Movement. And I also gotta eat while I'm, well, no, I take that back. That, the one from the 9th to the 13th, I got $100 food credit. I forgot. I got $100 food credit. It's the 8th that I gotta pay for food. The 8th only that I gotta pay for food, I believe. And so, it would be only podcast. So, I could still probably go to both because I always use Southwest, and hotels that I could still be able to, that's doable. My only problem is the lift. I gotta take the lift back and forth at every session, and we'll see. I won't know whether the cost to get back and forth in between hotel until I actually go there. And my allergies have been killing me. My allergies have been killing me. I'm glad I was able to do that birthday show the other day for Zach. And by the way, one of the benefits of being a fan of the Big D Zone is that if you have a birthday, I will either give you like a special shout out, or if I do an impersonation that you like, I'll do that. And I will do something like that. For something like high up like Zach or Jamie Dyer or someone special like that, I will do a full show for the birthday. And luckily I had interviews, so I had put my storyline in, and then I also put my interviews that I have with that. So luckily I was able to have a full show. And I include Zach Artsworth in the marquee, so it was able to work out. So other than that, I'm thinking about, because I'm trying to make this show more interactive with my citizens, and I still have that who passed, who failed option available. So if you are listening from Anchor, I know that this podcast is played on Audible, it plays on Spotify, where Zach listens to the show a lot, and also on other podcast services. But if you listen to us on anchor.fm, hashtag the Big D Zone, look with my famous purple gold logo made from Zach, what you could do is you could leave a message, and then you could say like, okay, it's time for another fabulous episode of Who Passed, Who Failed, and tell them what happened. Like I said yesterday, I said the, not yesterday, the other day, I said the, Casino Queen Edition. I almost lost my voice. Well, not lost my voice, lost my train of thought. So, yeah, so I was going to say, I thought I had a choice to make between going to Podcast Movement and then going to Vegas, or I could still go to both, but there might be a chance that I might be able to do that. Yeah. See, if I would have went on Delta or American or any other airline, that would have been a different story. I would have had to choose between Podcast Movement and Vegas with the free room, because obviously if I was flying those airlines, of course I would have chose Vegas in a heartbeat. But since I fly with Southwest, I could do both. So, and unfortunately, still no word from Podfest. I mean, I don't know what is going on. They were supposed to have a new date, and then the original date from Podfest, the one that was supposed to be June 10th to the 13th, was back. And I was like, oh, well, did they change their mind or something like that? But then it just went back on the original site. And then, because I usually look for pictures, because I did an alternate trip. I went to Vegas because they didn't have Podfest. And so I had an alternate trip. And so I looked, no pictures, no nothing. It's like either they didn't have it or nothing. Not a peep, not a sound. Are they just not having it this year? Is it only going to be Podcast Movement? Really? I don't know. Because I had VIP this year. Now, is that going to carry over to 2022? Is it going to carry over? Now, I still might be able to go while I'm campaigning for Senate. I mean, that's just a few days in Florida, and I can still have my show, because people know that I'm having a show, and everything like that. But, other than that, you know, I mean, it's not a peep for one thing. And then as far as the teaching is concerned, I'm still did my part. I still did the class. When I did the class at the hotel, I still did my part. The problem is, waiting on the production team, when they said that they needed the class in July, I don't want them to wait a whole month and then get back to me when I already did the class and I'm back at the apartment where my Wi-Fi is so slow and terrible that I can't even do that, and I don't even have good lighting. I was already at a place that had perfect lighting. Perfect lighting. And so I don't want them to wait until it's end of June to get in contact with me. No, with my luck, they probably will. But they contacted me end of June saying that they're ready. Because I not only did the class, but I also did I did an ad for them that they could use. Okay. Cause that was the same day that I did some political taping, you know, for my campaign. So you can't tell me I haven't done anything. They're the one that's just not even giving back to me. I got everything ready. Okay. So I don't know what's going on to their minds. I had no clue. I just at least did my part, because I had my costume on. I literally had my costume on. So alright, this is Prince DJ. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. At least I did my part. The heat knocked me out so bad that I missed my group. Yeah. So, it was in the 90s because, you know, that's the way you said it was going to be. And, I was, like, knocked out a couple of times. But I was in bed, so. It's too hot. It's too hot. I mean, it's not hot as it was Saturday when I came back from Casino Queen. And, you know, the humidity left on Sunday. But it was still 90s. Like, Sunday was 96. And, I forgot the high was today. I'm so good. You know what I mean? Exhausted. And so, I mean, you must be thinking, well, you needed your rest. I mean, we understand that you might not podcast. No, I try to podcast as much as I can when I can. It's the only way that I get to talk to you, the citizen. But yeah, if I do get tired out, I will rest. Because when it gets to be so hot too early, and next Sunday is supposed to be the first day of summer, which is on Father's Day. And it always usually be the longest stretch of heat. The longest stretch. What, you don't want me to have any energy? Really? Really? I mean, not right. Definitely not right. Not right at all. But anyway, so I mean, I woke up, it was about 8:30 in the evening after a nap. I'm like, oh my god, really? I mean, it's ridiculous. And you gotta understand, when it be heat so long all day, you're gonna be bound to be tired. You're bound to be tired. So that's what happened. I just couldn't hang. So, but yeah. Hopefully things will work out, and you know, tomorrow's supposed to be back to comfort level. Well, might not be in my standard, but at least it's not too dangerous hot or hot in general, but it's just my body ought to be hired by ADT because it has so many alarms in it and stuff like that, and it's ridiculous. So it ought to be hired by ADT. Oh my god. Just took a lot out of me. I hate when you have to wait long for things. And the Russian crush got attacked last night. She was supposed to be set for her main event match. And then I was trying to see the match because it started, the thing's supposed to start at 7 o'clock. Now, I can watch it, it's on demand, but I don't because I guess she was only doing the entrance and everything like that, and then she got attacked. And there you go. So I don't know what happened. And I was so disappointed when she got attacked because I waited a long time to see her. And yeah, I listened to a radar interview and I wanted to see her back in the ring in a longer match and, you know, going for a second title, and she got attacked. I mean, really? Really? I mean, that was wrong. That was really wrong. I'm pretty sure that the Russian crush will get her revenge. But really? Really? I waited so long! I waited so daggone long! Come on now! You don't do that! You don't rob fans like that! You don't rob fans like that! We'll be right back.